From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Jordanian doctor who killed seven CIA employees in a suicide bombing late last month in Afghanistan has purportedly called for attacks on the U.S. in a video released today. It appears on the Arabic Al Jazeera TV channel. Dale Gavlak reports.
In the video, Humam Khalil Abu Malal al-Balawi said all jihadists must attack American targets both inside and outside the U.S. to avenge the killing of the Taliban leader Batullah Mahsoud in Pakistan. Mahsoud was killed by a CIA missile strike in August. He said militant fighters were given shelter and protection by the Pakistani Taliban and so must exact revenge for his death. In the video, al-Balawi mocked reports that he had ever been in the employ of U.S. or Jordanian intelligence services. The Intel Center, a U.S.-based group monitoring extremist sites, said the video was released by the Pakistani branch of the Taliban. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
President Obama says some of the changes in a proposed overhaul of the nation's health care will take time to come into effect. Speaking in his weekly media address, Mr. Obama says he is eager to sign health care legislation.
Once I sign health insurance reform into law, doctors and patients will have more control over their health care decisions, and insurance company bureaucrats will have less. All told, these changes represent the most sweeping reforms and toughest restrictions on insurance companies that this country has ever known.
The proposals would allow people with pre-existing health conditions to buy health insurance. Children with such conditions could not be denied. Small businesses would receive tax credits to help pay to cover workers. A federal grand jury will decide whether there's evidence to indict the sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, on alleged abuse of power. Joe Arpaio says that he and his officers are well within the scope of their jobs. Mark Moran reports from Phoenix.
Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio is probably most widely known for his high-profile immigration sweeps, intended to find and deport undocumented immigrants working what are often menial jobs in and around Phoenix. Last year, his deputies raided a suburban library in the middle of the night and apprehended a handful of janitorial staff. What makes this case unique is the complaints over Arpaio's alleged abuse of power are coming from people who've worked with him. Complaints allege that the sheriff's office appears to think it does not operate within the confines of the rest of county government and offer as evidence wiretaps and inappropriate requests for information. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The FBI has arrested two men suspected of having links to a plot to attack sites in New York City. One suspect has already appeared in court and pleaded not guilty. The other will appear in court shortly. Both men have been linked with a third man, Denver bus driver Najibullah Zazi. Zazi is accused of planning to use a weapon of mass destruction in the attacks. This is NPR. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger proposed a budget for the next fiscal year that would cut state spending to a level not seen in 6 years. The plan is a response to the state's $20 billion shortfall. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Schwarzenegger's budget proposal calls for deep cuts in social safety net programs, a 5% pay cut for state workers, and more than $1 billion in cuts for prisons. The plan also would delay corporate tax breaks. Spending for public schools would be maintained at the current level. Schwarzenegger has ruled out new taxes. He hopes to increase revenue by demanding more money from the federal government and allowing new offshore oil drilling for the first time in decades. In a State of the State speech earlier this week, Schwarzenegger pleaded for teamwork, but his plan is not likely to survive the Democrat-controlled legislature. The Speaker of the Assembly called his budget plan a big pile of denial. The head of the state Senate's reaction was, "You've got to be kidding." Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
New Jersey authorities will charge a doctoral student with defiant trespass after he apparently committed a security breach last Sunday at Newark's airport. Airport security tape shows Haisong Jiang ducked under a rope at the airport to get into a secure area, apparently to say goodbye to his fiancée. He'll appear in court next week to face the charges. The incident forced Newark Airport to close for hours and snarled some airline traffic around the world. The mother of Vice President Joe Biden has died. Jean Biden died at the family home in Wilmington, Delaware, after a brief illness. She was 92. Mrs. Biden was married to the vice president's father for 61 years. The senior Biden died in 2002. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.